Good morning, good morning. Happy Easter to you all. So I have created what we call, you can sit down on the floor if you want to see better what I have. I have created what they call a set of resurrection eggs, and we're going to quickly review what has happened in this past week as we remember Jesus' life. I might need a little help, Jesse. Will you hold the microphone for me? Awesome. Okay, so in egg number one, we have palm branches. So last Sunday, we celebrated Palm Sunday with Jesus arriving into Jerusalem on the back of a donkey. In egg number two, we have bread. So the day before Jesus died, he met with his friends and he explained to them the significance of the communion that we do. So listen to Pastor Jim when he reminds us that today. Here we have some money. One of Jesus' friends sold him, snitched on him, and handed him over to the evil people for 30 pieces of silver. Let's see what we have. Okay, in our next egg, we have a piece of yarn. So this is just a small piece of yarn. But in Jesus' day, they beat him with a big piece of rope. They beat him. Let's see what we have next. This is a piece of felt, and it reminds us that they put a robe like a king on Jesus, but they were mocking him. They were picking on him. In our sixth egg, you probably can't see this here, but it's a thorn. They made a crown of thorns and pushed it onto Jesus' head. Again, they were still making fun of him. All right, here we have a nail. So they hung Jesus on the cross and put nails in his hands and in his feet. In this egg, we do have a cross, just like we have up there. That's what they hung Jesus on. And this, does that smell good, Jesse? No. When Jesus hung on the cross, he was thirsty, and they raised up to him the sponge, but it had sour. It didn't have water. It had sour on it, and that's what they made him drink. Almost done. In this egg here, we have some spices. So the women took Jesus' body and they treated it with these spices, which is what they did when somebody died. So they were showing their love for Jesus. All right. In this egg, we have a stone. So back in Jesus' day, they didn't bury people in graves in the ground. They buried them, or they put them in what they called a tomb, and they rolled a big stone over the entrance to the tomb, kind of like a cave, so that nobody could get to Jesus' body. So Jesus was behind the stone in this tomb, so nobody could get to him. And the most important egg of all is the last egg. See how shiny it is? Guess what's in it? Nothing. Because on the third day, this is why we celebrate Easter, on the third day they went to the tomb to get Jesus' body, and was it in there? No. God had raised him from that tomb and brought him to live with him in heaven forever, just like he does for us. And that is why we say he is risen. That's why we say hallelujah and happy Easter. So that's why it's the best egg of all. Let's have a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for each of these steps that you showed and went through because you love us. Help us to remember most of all today that we are loved and that you gave your son for us because of that great love. It's in his name we pray. Amen.